see you at CBC by the time. Well, although Harry will probably put this up ASAP, hopefully. So, yeah, so we got some breaking news for y'all today. So let's let everyone in so we can get the party started. Yeah,
Harry, you're looking great. Harry, like you're like,
hey, T.O.
just like your name, you know, the hair.
I love that for you, Harry. Yeah. Yeah. Let me go ahead and give you guys an official BeerNet Radio welcome. So today on BeerNet Radio, we are joined by Crowns and Hops co-founders Benny Ashburn and T.O. Hunter, as well as Arthur Moye. Did I say that right? Moye?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. CEO and founder of Full Circle Brewing Co. And we have the immense privilege of breaking some news this morning. We got some big news. You guys are joining together to make the Circle of Crowns Beverage Group. Yeah.
Yes.
Love that.
First of all, so good to see you again. I can't wait to jump on stage with you again and get
dance,
the people
and
going.
Dance. I know, man. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. So we had T.O. two years ago now, almost, on stage at the Beer Summit. Benny was supposed to come. She got sick, unfortunately. But then I met her last year, and like we hit it off right
We're
away.
We're like best of friends now. Yeah, like we can. I'll see you in Vegas. Like,
yes, girl. I'm not telling anybody because I don't want them to know that I'm going to have like actual fun in Vegas. So I'm working there. We're working. We're not having fun. We're totally not working.
Yeah.
Or going to the pool. Anyway.
Perk of the industry, right? Perk of the industry.
Yeah. It's relationships, right? I mean, that's what this industry is about, right? It's, you know, beer is culture, right? Totally. So let's get into that. And you guys joining together, your power and your culture and your businesses together. So this new platform brings together Crowns and Hops, Full Circle, Speakeasy, Sonoma Cider. And the whole point is to bring scale, efficiencies and leverage to the group. And so combining leading Black owned brewers, centralizing production, sales and marketing, and bringing locally curated brands and authentic experiences to more retailers and consumers around the world. So tell us, I don't know, who wants to start? How did the conversation start and how did this all come together?
I'll kick it off. I think one, thank you for nailing that intro because like we didn't even have to do an interview. Rap, you nailed it. But I think it's safe to say that that Crowns and Hops and Full Circle respectively have been engaged in conversations about what it means for us to be successful in an industry that one has struggled with diversity and representation. But we've been lock and step for, you know, since 2021, you know, with regards to how we access capital, with regards to strategies for how we respond to regional and statewide opportunities. And it really just culminated in us really understanding that in order for us to respond to all the initiatives, all the opportunities that are being announced and made by retailers and you know, people in and around the beverage space, that it made all the sense in the world for us to align. And with already having done a significant amount of groundwork respectively, we are now able to form this alliance and speak with all of the attributes that I think many of our distributors and retail partners have asked us to have respectively. We're able to respond to them all as a collective alliance in the CCBG. And Art, I think, can kind of speak to kind of some of that infrastructural and operational synergy and value that they bring having the primary facility we're producing out of.
Okay.
No, I you know, absolutely. You know, as you know, there's 9,000 plus breweries out there, you know, and there's only 1% that are Black owned. You know, and I think during a good period of time of the last like half a decade or so, people have wanted to support like Black owned businesses, you know. So you have, you know, major retailers reaching out to those 1%. You have distributors reaching out to those 1%. But then there hasn't been a structure by which they could significantly respond, because that 1% is mostly represented by people that don't have production facilities, right? You know, and can't create the margins and the economies of scales to sit on the shelves like throughout the distribution networks of the chains. So I think this alliance allows us to walk through the doors that have already been opened and claim the shelf space on the retailer shelves. So we can finally have a Black culture, backed brand on the shelves where everybody is shopping versus like being in every independent store here and there. So I really think it's the first of its kind.
Right. And so production's getting centralized at your brewery, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. And then in terms of, yeah, just like specifics, I don't know how specific you guys want to get, but like, in terms of those chains relationships, like you mentioned, and the distributors, are you guys synergizing those completely as well? Like, or do you still have kind of your respective distributors, or and how does going to market get simplified?
Well, at this point, we still have our separate distributors that could, change in the future. But we see having separate distributors like advantageous in some capacity. But we will be solidifying our voice when it comes to speaking to chains, right? And the supply and logistics network of getting to those chains, and then how we work with distributors to make sure that we're on the shelf. So that piece is being consolidated, and that's kind of on our side. And what I've been I was seeing, I was we are in a lot of the chains, right? I was and I think the best example is recently, we were on the phone call with Whole Foods. Like we sell our product like in Whole Foods. But Benny and Tio are on that phone call, and they're like, "What's up, Benny and Tio?" They like have that relationship piece. We're on the shelves; they've got that connection. So just envision the power of that connection, plus our ability to fulfill. It's going to be something special.
And I think that really speaks to something that happens with us being an alliance. We're able to speak directly to the opportunity that a Whole Foods per se is putting in front of us as Black producers and suppliers, and we're able to respond in concert to that opportunity, giving us the best opportunity to have billboards on shelves, to market collectively, depending on the region. And I love the fact that you use the word culture a few times, Jen, is because it speaks to where we're able to pull together as a collective. And what Benny honestly is, I'm sure she is bursting at the seams so that she could finally unveil this larger than life concept that we've always had in mind, and we've already had the framework for, but we didn't have the bandwidth because we didn't have a team that had a common goal.
Right. No, that makes it.
Yeah, this is an opportunity in this alliance to combine what we always say are no big deal skills, right? For Benny and Tio, Crowns and Hops, we ignited a movement almost 7 years ago that disrupted and fundamentally changed at the core the craft beer industry. It drove change, created more space and opportunities for Black-owned craft beer brands, and we continue to really lead that charge. And then you have Art in Full Circle being the largest Black-owned production facility in the market and really mastering the wholesale and distribution business. Now we're joining forces to create this monumental business and opportunity that now allows us to compete with those large chain accounts, be nationwide, even be global if we wanted to, because we can now not only produce the quantities that a lot of these businesses are requiring to do to sustain in the market, but also be able to market it and create narratives and emotional connections with our customers and communities across these four really beautiful brands.
Right. And Benny, I know you're a CPG guru. Like, you've had a ton of experience in different huge big brand companies. I'm curious, because brands are so strong, right? And you got to lead with a certain subset of brands. So are you guys going to lead with like 8 Trail and then also with like the Captain Save a Hop or Juicy? Or like, what do you guys put in front and center first at the chain and in your marketing?
I think we continue as individual brands to still lead with our core. Because we selected those products specifically because they represent who we are as individual brands, our values, and our mission. But I think as we grow, it really is kind of like sky's the limit, right? Of what we can create and what we can build. We now have beer and cider, right? Which is not a space that a lot of Black-owned brands have been able to penetrate at the rate that we will be able to as quickly as we can and as successfully as Art already has, particularly in the cider category.
And I don't know if I should ask or not, but I'm going to. So the tap room, are you guys, does this eliminate the need to open something in your backyard? Like what does that look like now? I know that you've been wanting to, but obviously access to capital has been tough, right?
Absolutely. I think it's safe to say that our vision is always to create community spaces that have not been there, that still aren't there, unless a large corporation decides they want to put a new Chipotle or something in our neighborhood. That vision is still a priority for us. As it relates to production and creating a production facility, that shifted. I think that's been shifting over time. And it's not just for us, it's an industry shift, in my opinion. So to be able to bolster one, a Black-owned brewery in our state of California, the largest beer state in the country, and to create some synergies around that particular operation, I think falls in line with our ethos as well. Like I mentioned when I was on stage 2 years ago, our goal is to support and work towards in the A-Trail initiative, increasing the number of Black-owned breweries to 13%. Being able to develop our infrastructure to not only support our brands, but ultimately be able to support other brands that may be in need is in line with that initiative that is important to Crowns and Hops, Full Circle Brewing Company, and clearly it's already been an asset to brands like Speakeasy. People got to remember, Speakeasy is the second oldest brand in all of San Francisco as it relates to craft beer. For our group to be able to collectively ensure that that brand stays strong in a region where people love and respect it is an incredible opportunity.
And then let me just add one quick thing, because this will come up just for anybody who's asking. As it relates to Crowns and Hops physical space, we are making a small pivot, but we are announcing something quite extraordinary over the summertime that I think everyone will be very excited about. So just get that elephant out of the room because it's going to come up quite often. But something is coming that everyone is going to be super excited about. So
Nice. Well, that's awesome to hear. I mean, just because it is such a compelling brand, right? And what you guys bring to the industry, besides representation, which is amazing, you bring energy and fun. And I think people just want somewhere to go and manifest that, right? Like to literally physically be a part of that. So that's awesome to hear. My last question, and then I'll pass it off to Jordan because I've been bogarting all of the airtime. So, I mean, in the future, obviously, you've got a lot to kind of digest and integrate right now, but would you look to bring more into the platform, maybe in other parts of the country, or do you think California is really where you guys want to stay for now in terms of your spread, your reach, where your home base is?
Yeah, I think this is just a start. This need is beyond California. It's nationwide. The biggest concentration of Black-owned breweries is in the East. And then beyond that, it's global. And I think sometimes our distributors and some of the gatekeepers, need to hear that we're not necessarily, we are growing the average craft brewing consumer base by bringing in other BIPOC consumers, right? But we are offering the mass market a aspirational identity of Black culture, which if you look at just mainstream media at all, it's not just the BIPOC, the Black kids wearing the Jordans, it's everybody. So, but there hasn't been the Jordan on the shelf, and that's what we're giving them.
I just wanted to ask because, Jen was talking about bringing the fun and the energy. So What are your plans for Vegas next week and sharing this news and, any other events you have lined up over the course of CBC and following too?
Sure. Well, we have a few things.
Tony is doing.
I could kick it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could kick it off since I am literally kicking off the festival. So I have the amazing honor and privilege of moderating the keynote presentation with Fawn Weaver, co-founder of Uncle Nearest, or founder, excuse me, founder of Uncle Nearest. And this is such an amazing opportunity, one for a couple of reasons. One, the fact that I was selected to do this really shows the respect that the industry has for what me and Tio have built in Crowns and Hops to ask me to sit on stage with Fawn and really have a conversation about what she's done, how she's just changed beverage across the business. And then ultimately, our conversation is meant to inspire because, again, Fawn's not in beer, right? But what she is an inspiration to everyone in the room on how to get recharged, like you said, and energized just about industry. And I think right now there's this gloom and doom kind of energy going on in the industry because people aren't making the kind of radical changes and innovations that need to happen. And what you're seeing here in this full circle, Circle of Crowns Beverage Group Alliance is that radical change and surge of energy that this industry needs.
And actually, piggybacking off of that, you have to understand that there, over the course of the past 4 years, have been so many initiatives, so many mandates that we have not been able to take advantage of because of either production restrictions and/or constraints, because of capital and/or cash flow obstacles. We are able to collectively respond to that with the Circle of Crowns Beverage Group. Literally, our alliance puts us in a place to unlock many of the things that have been discussed by the BBD community, by the industry as a whole. How do we get more consumers, and how do we attract and keep more consumers from the BIPOC community? We have literally created an alliance to solve that. If people want to ladder into it, if people want to invest in that, if people want to speak to us and understand how we are now able to almost take our plight into our own hands, we're here now. We've been here for a while, and that takes me to the next event that will be happening at the CBC. As you know, I sit on the board of the National Black Brewers Association. Art is on the advisory board, and of course, Benny is a member. We are going to be hosting the first National Black Brewers Tap Takeover featuring 10 Black-owned breweries. It'll be hosted at the Beer Zombies Brewery, not the tap rooms, but they actually have a brewery now, to where we'll be hosting a fireside chat between Marcus Baskerville, the creator of Black is Beautiful, and Chris Jacobs, the owner and founder of Beer Zombies, as they talk about the significance of collaboration and the significance of Black is Beautiful Volume 2 being an official collaboration beer with the MB2A. So we're super excited about that, and Tio and Benny always have something up our sleeves for the rest of the night. I mean, it's Vegas. So all I will say is make sure you come to the CBC MB2A after party and be prepared to keep rolling with Tio and Benny and Art now. So get ready.
Nice. Lay your base, make sure you've eaten, take your supplements,
Yes.
drink your water. You gotta be
Jump onto one of
prepared.
those IV buses.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what we should have got. We should have got an ending bus.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome, guys. Well, this is amazing. Thank you guys for sharing this with us. We're gonna get this out before CBC so everybody can get super excited. What else? Anything else that we left out that you guys want people to hear?
No, I think one of our focus as I'd flap my gums in order to give Art and Benny an opportunity to come up with those points is, we are representing you know, one of the largest states collectively, you know, with having brands that are localized and based in Northern Central Valley and Southern California, really makes us a force to be reckoned with, you know. And, you know, I think it's safe to say that one, we would love to come down to West Palm Beach and talk about this to the community, because I do think that this is an extension of everything that you've had from a conversation with us individually. I truly think this is the evolution of that conversation. And to be honest, the way that we speak to all of our solutions, whether they serve us or solve the greater community, is through culture, through diversity, and ultimately equity. And I believe that that we're solving that with the Circle of Crowns Beverage Group.
Yeah, I would just add the a bit of the why this hasn't happened before, and that's because it's a chicken and the egg requirement in getting out to market, right? Meaning that, you know, before these chains, you know, these chains opened up all these doors for BIPOC businesses, right? But, you know, to walk through that door, you have to have like the production ability, you know, and before you could erect a production facility, you need to prove to them that you have the demand, right? You know, and then before somewhere in there, you have to get a consumer base that's large enough to make sure that they can pull that product off the shelves at enough velocity to even stay in the chains. So there's so many layers that need to be accomplished before you could even sit in front of the average consumer in the grocery mart where they do their normal shopping. And we are the only ones that collectively that have gotten over that hurdle.
Benny, any parting thoughts? Last word?
I don't, you know, this is just a really exciting time. I mean, we've been doing this for so long, and this alliance is literally everything we've tried to build. We are bigger than beer, and that's what, you know, me and Tio say all the time. And now in working with Full Circle and everything that Art is doing, we can really say that statement definitively. We are bigger than beer, and we will continue to grow and offer more opportunities to other Black-owned craft beer brands, not just in conversation, but we now physically are able to be a resource ourselves. We do not have to look outward to other people. We now can be the solution. And that's everything we've ever, that's everything we wanted to build. So it's emotional, it's a blessing that we are privileged and in the position to do that.
Awesome. That sounded like an acceptance speech, Benny.
Yeah. Well, I guess it is of sorts, right? I'm just curious, man. I can't wait to see your talk too, Benny. I mean, like, I am so psyched. So no pressure, girl.
No, psyched. I mean, you know, not for nothing, not to simplify what this is, but personally, I'm excited about having two powerful Black women in beverage on stage at one of the largest gatherings of beverage in the United States, talking to a crowd of over 2,000 to 3,000, majority white men. I can say that yep. with full honesty, and inspiring them to be better. Yeah. Them to be better. That's a very big charge on our side, and we're gonna kill it.
Yeah.
And I think people are gonna walk away, and hopefully they don't walk away. This isn't a Black or white thing. This is about how do we just do better as businesses? How do we grow our market? How do we ensure that there's continued success for all of us? Yeah. And I believe that's the conversation you're gonna hear on stage on Monday.
Absolutely. Well, cheers. On that note, I will see you all soon. Thank you for sharing this news. And yeah, Godspeed.
Yeah. See you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas.
Bye.